As we explore Aaron Lau's diptych, Reconfigurations, a vivid tapestry of colors, lines, and forms unfolds before us. This artwork is rich with visual components that invite careful observation and thoughtful analysis. The two panels, one depicting a bustling street stall and the other showcasing the iconic Thai Ping Koon restaurant, each present a unique artistic language that prompts us to consider various elements of art and the principles of design that shape our experience of the piece. Let's start by examining the most striking visual component of this artwork, color. Lau employs a bold color palette that predominantly features deep blues and soft pinks. These colors create an evocative contrast that not only catches the eye but also elicits an emotional response. For instance, the vibrant blue tones suggest both calm and depth, perhaps representing the complexity of urban life, while the gentle pinks offer warmth and a sense of familiarity. Together, they create an almost dreamlike quality that permeates both panels. Have you ever noticed how color can dramatically influence your feelings about an artwork? In Reconfigurations, the colors work in harmony to bridge the two scenes while still maintaining their individual identities. Next, let's consider the use of line in the diptych. Lau uses both straight and curved lines to guide the viewer's gaze through the artwork. The strong vertical lines of the bamboo scaffolding in the right panel create a structured backdrop that holds the Thai Ping Koon sign prominently, while the curved edges of the fruit stall in the left panel introduce an organic flow. This juxtaposition guides our eyes from left to right, emphasizing the transition from the lively atmosphere of the market to the reassuring presence of the restaurant. It's as if Lau uses lines not merely for outline but as pathways to take us through the narrative of her work. How might the experience differ for you if the lines were more chaotic or less defined? Moving on to the principle of balance, we see a fascinating combination of asymmetry in the diptych. The left panel, bustling with figures and fruit, carries a weighty vibrancy, while the right panel, with its silhouettes and large sign, feels more anchored and still. This balance enhances the overall composition, creating a dialogue between the panels without one overpowering the other. Asymmetrical balance can create tension and energy, allowing viewers to engage dynamically with the piece. This thoughtful arrangement makes us aware of the contrasting energies present in daily urban life, energy that can coexist, reflecting the real-world interactions we experience in cities. The principle of emphasis is also central to understanding Lau's intent. The focal point in the left panel is undoubtedly the fruit and the vendor, drawing attention through not only the vibrant colors but also the multitude of shapes and textures. In contrast, the right panel emphasizes the prominent restaurant sign. The size and clarity of the sign dominate, inviting viewers to ponder the significance it holds in this urban landscape. This duality in focus allows us to contemplate the stories behind these everyday scenes. What happens in this moment between the vendor and the diners? By isolating these moments of emphasis, Lau enables us to engage deeply with her artwork while inspiring curiosity about the narratives unfolding within. Finally, let's consider how space and texture contribute to the artwork's overall impact. The arrangement of both positive and negative space in Lau's diptych creates a sense of depth that engages the viewer further. In the left panel, the busy stall with fruits and hanging objects occupies the space vibrantly, while the backdrop offers a more subdued negative space that allows the vendor and shoppers to take center stage. In contrast, the right panel has a more straightforward composition, where the bamboo scaffolding frames the restaurant sign, providing a clear delineation of space. This interplay creates a sense of visual relief, allowing viewers to process the information presented without feeling overwhelmed. The textures in this painting also empower its storytelling. The smooth, flat colors contrast with the implied texture of the fruits and the roughness of the bamboo scaffolding. This contrast not only enriches the visual experience but also deepens the narrative. We can almost feel the differences between the vibrant life of a market and the calmer, structured existence of an urban eatery. In synthesizing these elements of art and principles of design, we see how Lau's Reconfigurations serves as more than just a visual experience. It becomes an exploration of identity and culture in a bustling environment. The effective use of color, line, and balance, combined with the careful consideration of space and texture, all work in concert to evoke a multifaceted dialogue about daily life in urban settings. In conclusion, Reconfigurations stands as a powerful commentary on the complexities of city living. Through a masterful arrangement of visual elements and principles, Erin Lau invites viewers into a space of contemplation and engagement, pushing us to consider not only the scenes depicted but also our own experiences within urban landscapes. As you think back on this artwork, consider this final thought: how do your interactions within your own cityscape echo the stories illustrated in Reconfigurations?